ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a team representing West Papua could be competing at the World Cup in Africa next year. That's the Alternative World Cup, which is run by CONIFA, which is the Confederation of Independent Football Associations. Now, the new team will have to compete against three others from Oceania to secure the one place that is available. But as Richard Hewitt reports, whether the West Papua side succeeds or not, certainly the amount of publicity that it can generate is being hailed as another boost for the Free West Papua movement.
Sport and politics are hard to separate, and politicians have often been all too quick to use sport for political ends. But in the case of West Papua, sport is becoming a powerful weapon in its own right for those who campaign for the disputed province's independence from Indonesia. Several years ago, the West Papua Warriors Rugby League team was formed in PNG, and they've had considerable success on the field and off it when it comes to raising awareness. Now they've been joined by the West Papua soccer team, and General Secretary Sasha Durkop says they've been welcomed into the CONIFA family.
They will definitely play under their own flag. We do have very strict regulations, which are actually very similar to the rules that FIFA has. So all the teams within CONIFA can play under their own flag and with their own national anthem, and that's it. So there is no political message allowed. They wouldn't be allowed to have a poster saying Free West Papua or something like that.
But while the West Papuan team will have to operate within CONIFA's rules, their supporters may not. So is Durkop concerned about an adverse reaction from Jakarta?
We are used to deal with confrontation of different governments. You can imagine if Tibet is playing, this isn't well received in Beijing. So no, we don't think it's spectacularly sensitive in a CONIFA universe, but sure, Jakarta will not be pleased.
Right now, there are two groups of players set to represent West Papua, one in the Netherlands and the other in Australia. But when the side first takes to the field, there'll be no one from West Papua itself in the lineup, because it's feared such a move would make it unsafe for those players to return.
We would hope that at some point we are getting to a stage where players from West Papua can play on a team too, but being realistic, we don't see that coming in the next, say, 5 years.
News of the new team has delighted the captain and founder of the West Papua Warriors, Tala Kami, and he's keen to touch base with the West Papua soccer squad as soon as possible.
Anybody that's out there raising the flag for West Papua and the issue, they have our full support. That's incredible news. That's definitely something that we'll find out more about and try and support in whatever way we can.
Kami will be taking his team back to London this year to defend the Rugby League Nines title they won last year and to renew their acquaintance with the UK branch of the Free West Papua movement and their leader, Benny Wender.
That was when we really understood that we had been able to make good contribution towards the cause. They were really happy to see us, and I think that was when it really opened our eyes to show us that ramifications of just spreading the word has gone beyond just the sporting aspect of it.
In terms of reaction to his team's activities and their promotion of the West Papuan cause, Tala Kami says there's been no official complaint yet from Jakarta, but plenty of ammunition has been fired at them on social media.
In the last year, there's definitely been a huge rise of Indonesian social media, I'd say propaganda, about the West Papua issue, even to the point where they're creating pages like Free West Papua and then just spreading misinformation about the situation. It's definitely alarming. That's pretty much been the only sort of reaction we've had, nothing direct from the Indonesian government.
The West Papuan soccer team can probably expect a similar reaction, particularly if they make it to the CONIFA World Cup, when the level of publicity coming their way would inevitably be ramped up. But to get to the World Cup, Sasha Durkop says they have to play matches.
They would need to qualify within Oceania, and there is only one spot based on the quota of membership coming from Oceania. So they do compete against Tuvalu, Kiribati and the Australian First Nations for that one ticket.
And as it stands, it's looking like the Australian contingent will be the first to represent West Papua under the CONIFA banner. And their opponents are likely to be their new World Cup qualification rivals, the Australian First Nations side.
We are actually in touch with the group in Australia for quite a while, and we did help them sending a few boots out and kits. So we are trying to help them developing more and hopefully also get football very soon against the Australian First Nations. So we are just establishing that link between the two teams.